Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. And with me, a pretty cool guy. I got to say right up front, cool guy. Does a lot for a lot of people. Building stronger businesses, which, well, quite honestly, contribute to a better community. Let's call it what it is. I have with me today, from the University of Georgia Small Business Development, his title is Business Consultant, but I'm going to call him a Business Warrior because he really is. I have with me today, David Staub. David, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
How are you, man?
I'm fine. I'm doing well.
Awesome. You and I officially met like 2.5 years ago.
That's right.
We were at a after-hours function, and you had to listen to some guy whining about wanting to find a place for a studio.
Yeah.
Bless you for that.
Yeah. Now, we do a lot of networking, and that's how we get out there and meet people and met you, and here we are today. So
here we are today. Now, there's been a bump or two in the road in between, of course. Yeah. Good bumps. I had you speaking at a luncheon a month or two ago, a couple months ago, whatever that was.
That's right. I presented cash flow management, how important it is for a business to understand and wrap their heads around what cash flow management is. Got some good feedback. It picked up a few new clients there.
Good.
So that was a good time.
I thought the talk was great that you gave. I'm not trying to build you up, man. If it was horrible, I'd be quiet right now. No, but seriously, it was great. But now you said a word. You said client. Usually when someone thinks of a client, they think of someone who is paying them.
Right.
You don't get paid.
No, I'll explain what we do and who we are.
Exactly.
So we're the Small Business Development Center based out of the University of Georgia. We have 18 offices throughout the state, and on average, we have around 40, 45 consultants each county in the state can tap into. We are a free service. We are part of the Public Service Outreach Division of the University of Georgia. We are on campus. It's a free service, again, that the university offers, just like farm extension agents are free to farmers to help them plant, grow, and harvest. We do the same thing for small businesses. We saw during the pandemic that we were kind of the first responders to small businesses because they were in desperate need of how to take advantage of the CARES Act funding. We were at the front lines.
The go-to,
yeah. Helping them get that funding and survive, really.
It was survival, yeah.
So, and now, you know, 3 years later, consultant has to have 100 clients, a certain amount of hours. We all come from the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
We all have MBA degrees. We take that experience and we get the satisfaction from helping small businesses start, grow, sometimes turn around situations. We're all generalists in a way, but each of us specializes in something. I come from 25 years background in various industries. I started in manufacturing and building products. Then I moved to packaging. And then from there, I went into agriculture. So in all those industries, I played various roles, president of a company, VP, director. So I take all those hats and those experiences, and I help the clients that come to me try to get them professionally managed, because a lot of times when they come to the SBDC, you know, they're lacking some type of infrastructure, they're lacking something in their business to get them to the next level. Teach them, we guide them, we coach them on how to get there. And that can be anything from human resources to financial database management, getting set up on QuickBooks, digital marketing platforms, how to get on those and use them correctly, getting exposed, their product or service, getting that exposed in the marketplace. And also, most of the time, too, we're helping them find the funding that they need to get started or grow, which means we got to get them lender ready.
Mm-hmm.
So what getting lender ready means, they need a business plan and financial projections, which a bank, you can't walk into a bank, ask for money without those.
Right.
So we teach them how to do their business plan and what 3-year projections look like, because it's all about cash flow.
Cash flow is king in a business.
That's right.
Without it, you have no business.
And that's what I was trying to teach at that lunch and learn.
Right.
But the underwriter at the bank, that's the first thing he's going to go to is cash flow. You know, what do they got in the bank at the end of every month after they pay themselves, their employees, their fixed operating expenses, you know, everything? What do they got left? Do they got enough to pay the principal interest on my loan?
Right.
You know, and
how badly do you not need my money?
Right.
That's what you have to prove.
So you want to make them feel very comfortable that you're going to be able to pay the principal and interest with positive, growing cash flow. And that's what we teach our clients.
What's the biggest thing you see that sort of kind of kills cash flow?
I say not having a handle on your fixed expenses. You know, it's just not balancing your checkbook. That's not cash flow management. So you got to have a real good handle on the money flowing out and the money coming in and how to manage both of those. And that could be on the money coming in, your terms with your clients, with your customers. You know, are you getting paid right away? Do you have a 50% down type situation?
Right.
Because any delay in the money coming in, if you have to put money out somewhere,
it's a ripple.
So you got to make sure that you're money going out, you got terms also with your suppliers, whoever you're paying. And that's just one aspect of cash flow management.
That's just the beginning,
Anywhere and everywhere, you have to know your fixed operating expenses and where you can save money. Some people come to me and they don't even know they're paying dues on subscriptions.
Oh, wow.
It's just automatic payments on their credit card.
It's kind of where they sneak it in on you.
Right, and they have no idea that that money's going out the door.
Yeah.
I tell you, every penny counts.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, and a lot of them are wearing a lot of hats because they're so, you know, they're working in the business and they're so busy working in the business, they're not working on the business.
Right.
Most of them don't have exit strategies. They don't know where they're going in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's day to day. And it's at the on the seat of their pants, they're managing their company.
Hanging on tight.
Right. And we try to have them step back, take a big picture macro of the whole business, and then we get into teaching them and coaching them on the micros on every aspect of the company, whether they need an employee handbook or...
That's a good place to start.
You know, just...
And refer to it once you have it.
Right. Are they intermingling personal and business finances?
Tax man gets upset with you.
That's right.
When you do that.
You know, if they are in a partnership, do they have an operating agreement?
Right.
You know, stuff like that. So we do a complete audit, and we look at every aspect of their business and where they can improve, and again, how they can become professionally managed.
So it's not cookie cutter.
No, not at all. I mean, we are the range of businesses.
To ask you, what kind of businesses do you have currently?
Yeah. Well, I got everything from wedding venue to graphic artists to web designers, organic farmers.
Oh, wow.
So it covers all the gamut of industries. And it could be an insurance guy, realtor, or it could be someone making a cottage food product wanting to go into the grocery market. So
take that next step.
Right.
Well, you mentioned agriculture and manufacturing.
Right.
As some of your background.
Yeah.
I guess Jackson County is a perfect fit for you.
Yeah, and each consultant has their own counties that they're responsible for.
Right.
Mine is Jackson, Alberton, and Madison County, but I share the other consultants in the office. We have two other full-time consultants in the Athens Center, which is, on the UGA's campus. Mm-hmm. We cover Oconee, Barrow, Athens-Clark, going all the way out to Walton, maybe 11 or 12 counties. Between the three of us.
In the Northeast.
Right.
You guys are up and down Highway 11 and 129 a lot.
Yeah. At least I am.
I am too. So, how long have you been doing this? Did you say?
Yeah, this is my sixth year.
Sixth year, yeah.
So started in 2018. I've been loving every minute of it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you're not even working then.
Well, not when
if you're loving it.
Yeah, not when you see the success stories that we have, how these companies contribute to the economic engine of Georgia. We get a lot of accolades, not only from the clients, but it's a useful tool for the University of Georgia to give this service out free of charge. We get subsidized by the SBA. So we're
small
tied.
Small business?
Yes.
Administration?
Administration.
Administration, yeah.
You know, so we're heavily tied into the SBA, and a lot of our deliverables are tied into what the SBA expects on an annual basis.
So for that reason, it has to be a business you're helping.
Absolutely. It has to be a for-profit.
For-profit,
we do not do nonprofits.
Right, because it's SBA-driven.
Right.
Makes sense.
And if I knew the SBDC was here when I was starting a company in Pendergrass, I was helping launch a company from the ground up, and I even did their business plan and financials and got the SBA loan, but I did that all on my own. If I knew the SBDC was available as a service, I would definitely tap into a great service to take advantage of and help maybe even get more money than we originally asked for. The best kept secret in Georgia in regards to small businesses.
Not after this podcast.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Not after this podcast.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for someone to be your client, it has to be a business. There's got to be other criteria.
Well, we take pre-ventures or startups.
Okay.
But there's criteria in that
for
also.
That too, yeah.
Because usually when you're going to start a business, you need some type of funding.
Yeah.
Whether you're going to bootstrap it or not, there's some criteria that we have. And that all goes to being lender ready. You have to have a good credit score, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some money for down payment, and then collateral that you need to pledge against the loan. So that could be your house, could be some type of asset.
Bet your house on it,
right?
Yeah.
So and the bank won't look at you if you don't have, you know, those things in place.
But now that could take months sometimes.
Yeah.
To quote unquote fix or get in place. Fix may not be the right word.
Right.
To get in place.
Well. Two, you got to have the business plan and projections with which,
right.
You know, you just can't start a company on the seat of your pants like you used to.
Right.
It takes a lot of thought, a lot of research in what you're getting into. We have a lot of databases that we have access to that would cost thousands of dollars to the client if they tried to get it on their own. We have access to databases that provide industry research, provide demographics. A lot of the stuff you would put in your plan as trying to prove your concept or feasibility of what you're trying to do, your new service or your new product.
Can someone come to you with an idea?
Yeah.
David, this is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Is it going to work?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. But again, I'm not going to onboard them if they don't have the criteria and the money if they need funding to start. That'd be wasting my time and their time.
Sure.
I'll look at anything that's feasible and is a good idea. I have a saying, and I learned this from one of my colleagues, you differentiate or you die.
Yeah.
And the riches are in the niches.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you keep that in mind when you're starting a company, what do I bring to the table? Where's my value? What's my value proposition? Or am I just going to be another me too in the marketplace?
Right.
There's a good chance you're not going to survive. So you got to differentiate yourself somehow. You got to know what your value is that you're bringing to the table.
In a realistic manner.
Yeah,
I would say.
And I always say be aggressively realistic. You know,
really?
Don't be too conservative, but don't be pie in the sky.
Well, that's true. Know? Now, if someone becomes a client, they don't have to have an SBA loan or they don't have to get an SBA loan.
No, sometimes they're not looking for money at all. They're just looking, how can I do this better? Teach me, show me. I want to get to the next stage. I want to be more profitable than I am. Show me how to get there.
The perils basically of running a business.
Yeah. I mean,
the day to day.
I keep saying it, but being professionally managed means you're managing your company in a professional way that allows you to be more profitable, to grow, to get to the next stage. And again, part of that is cash flow management, you know, and cash flow projections. Even if you're not going to looking for money, let's start projecting your cash flows also. Let's see, you know, is there another revenue stream I can add to my business? You know, 6 months out, does my cash flow show I can hire another employee or pay for another piece of equipment?
Right.
And you're doing that to grow the company. Mm-hmm. But can my cash flow bear the burden of that?
Right.
Okay.
Stay out of debt.
Right.
Best you can.
Yeah. You don't want to be awake at night trying to think, am I going to make payroll this week?
How am I going to pay this?
So.
Yeah. Employees like to get paid.
Yeah.
On time.
And your suppliers too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Oh, my, do they ever.
Yeah.
You're as much as a cheerleader as you are anything, but you also kick someone in the tail when they need it, correct?
Well.
That's a rough way to put it. I'm being aggressively optimistic there or something.
Yeah, I mean, we give them homework.
Oh, there's homework.
Yeah, sure there's homework.
Wow.
I'm not going to write the business plan for them.
He says with a little gleam in his eye there.
Well, I'm not going to write the business plan for them. They got to do a lot of this stuff, but we're there. I'm an email, a call away to show them how to do it and to do it correctly. But they got to put the effort in.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And we are educators. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why 40-something years ago, the University of Georgia put this in place.
It's been around that long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. When someone comes to you, they, lack of a better term, enter into the program.
Yeah, there's definitely an onboarding.
There's an onboarding process.
Process to get that person, that business into the system so we can officially work with them. There's certain things they need to do. There's two surveys that they're required to fill out. One is a client satisfaction survey, and that comes fairly soon after they meet with me.
Okay.
And then there's a survey they need to fill out maybe 2 years after they've been working with the SBDC just to see their progress in revenues and employee hires. And that's how the SBA keeps track of how we're doing in regards to the deliverables and the impact.
Where they're holding you accountable.
Right. And it's all about impact. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And we do show impact. We show whoever comes to the SBDC has an increase in employee hires, has an increase in revenue growth, has an increase in closing loans. And that's the impact that we have for the state of Georgia. And doing all that, of course, you're adding to the tax base.
You're adding tax base.
Right.
All these young minds coming out of UGA and surrounding areas have a place to work, hopefully.
That's right. And we do a lot of collaboration with the University of Georgia. I teach a business planning class with the engineering department. One of my colleagues teaches pharmacy students how to, if they want to open up their own pharmacy.
Nice.
There's a lot of good back and forth, and we're on the campus in the area of the Innovation District, and that's kind of new in the past 3 or 4 years. The Delta Innovation Hub is right behind our office. Have collaboration with the Innovation District of the University of Georgia. So we'll take students in if they got a business idea. Mm-hmm. I've had lots of students come in to start businesses. We have a lot of graduate and undergrad interns that we utilize. So it's a good collaboration, good relationship that we have with the University of Georgia.
You just said 2 years. After 2 years, they have another, what'd you say, survey?
Around 2 years, yeah.
Around 2 years. I was about to ask you, how long is someone working with you? 6 months, a year, but apparently more than 2 years.
It depends. I've had people meet with me once and not come back.
Really?
And then I've had clients whole 6 years I've been with the SBDC.
How about that?
And I'd say the percentage maybe is around, for me, I think it's around 35% retention that I get a client continually coming back to me.
For years.
For years, yeah.
You become part of the family.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, really.
Well, if they're growing, they keep wanting to come back and learn. Entrepreneurs have a tendency to be good learners, quick learners, but they also realize they can't do it themselves. They don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, hire people smarter than you.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't wear all the hats.
Right.
So reach out to me and hire smart.
Before we wrap this up, you know of programs or even certifications, I'm probably not saying the right words, that can be available to your clients, things that they can get involved in to further their business.
Yeah, we...
They wouldn't probably know about it.
Right.
Unless they're talking with you.
Well, we have a very comprehensive continuing education training program, and every center, the 18 offices, puts out a whole array of different continuing education courses.
Mm-hmm.
Some are paid, sure. You have to pay for them, but a lot of them are free, a lot of them are webinars.
Mm-hmm.
Now since the pandemic.
Right.
So all they would have to do is go on to our training page to see what's out there being offered. And a lot of it is directly related to, you know, what they're trying to do with their business, whether it's a QuickBooks course or a digital marketing. We're conducting digital marketing boot camps right now.
Nice. Sign me up for that.
Yeah. So there's a lot that we offer in that regard that they can take advantage of. It's good content. We always get good feedback from that.
And it's free.
Sometimes it's free.
Well, no, your service.
I'm
in
free. Yeah.
Your service in general.
We like to say no fee.
No fee. Call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Knowledge, good knowledge, that doesn't cost anything is super valuable.
The consultants we have on board are very, very talented. I mean, the private sector experience that we have, that we bring to the table, is really excellent in regards to helping these small businesses.
I love to hear that. All right, so how does a business get started with you? I know there's a website.
Yep.
How do they get started? How do they track you down?
Well, we have a program coordinator. Every center has a program coordinator. They get in touch with them. There'll be some paperwork to fill out just to make sure we know what they need and want.
Right, where they're at, sure.
Where they're at. And then they can schedule an appointment with the actual consultant.
Gotcha.
And that's called a discovery meeting. So,
of course.
We discover in that meeting who they are, what they want, and where they want to go. And then we start working together from there.
What's that website?
GeorgiaSBDC.org.
.org. You want to give out a phone number and email?
No, we'll just get on that website.
Go to the website.
And then, because there's 18 centers, I wouldn't know.
That's true. That's true.
Just find
go all over. So.
Right. Find the center closest to
but
you.
But everyone wants the best. They want David Stein.
Well, we do. I do a lot of co-consulting. So
so you all work together.
Yeah, we work together very closely and very well together.
Well, that makes sense. Probably makes life a little easier sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know everything, and I'll pull someone who's has specializes in franchising or digital marketing, and someone will bring me in for manufacturing, bringing a food product in the grocery or pricing. I'm a pricing specialist. That collaboration.
And you say you don't know it all. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. I've known you for a little while.
Yeah.
You know a lot. You know a lot more than most. Well, David, thanks for coming in, man. That was easy.
Yeah, I enjoyed
that was
it
fun.
Very much.
That was fun. They're going to play my music any second. I'll wrap up. Oh, there it is. It's loud. David, thank you again, brother.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Staub from the University of Georgia Small Business Development. GeorgiaSBDC.org. So many resources and knowledge for small businesses of all size. Check out the website. I'm Tom Sheldon. Talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.